I actually don't know what you're talking about.
I think there's some things that guys don't even...
That thing that I used to have, it's gone now.
Do you know what I mean?
No. It's bloody confusing. Do you still want big boobs?
And like, maybe everyone feels gross once in a while.
We're like pimples.
Welcome to the Asian Soup Podcast.
I'm your co-host Jules.
And I'm your co-host Rox.
The Asian Soup Podcast is your safe space on the internet where we share and discover real stories.
We're here to chat about topics ranging from personal growth, career, relationships, anything that's happening in our lives and related to our Aussie Asian experience.
Come sit with us and get nourished. Today we are going to talk about a pretty cool topic.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. It's beauty standards. So let's just dive in. I mean, why do you think this is an important topic to talk about? Or what is it, you know, why do you think we should even chat about it on the podcast?
Yeah, well, this episode, we've been wanting to record it for a while now, beauty standards, because it's quite important to both of us, or at least for me, it is important to talk about. I think... The reason why I really wanted to talk about it is because when I realized that beauty standards have been changing so much over time, I think I watched this YouTube video, like how beauty standards have evolved over like the centuries.
Yeah.
And when I realized that, I was thinking, holy crap, we're literally like just looking at a snapshot of what beauty standards are. And we're trying to like chase that.
Yeah.
And when I realized that, I felt like, oh, it's literally just a construct.
Yeah.
You know, like me thinking that, you know, my, I don't know, for example, like my hair.
My hair
is not a certain way or a certain color.
Yeah.
Is not beautiful or it is beautiful. But it's like, who defines that? And
yeah.
So I think unpacking what beauty standards are and how they play a role or like what they mean it can help us understand what beauty means to us and also like it could help us like the relationship between you and yourself as well and what's considered beautiful. So yeah, I think that's why it's a good topic to talk about. What about you?
So my take on beauty standards and why it's important is because like you, I think it has a lot to do with your self-confidence. Fortunately, unfortunately, because beauty and the way we see ourselves or feeling beautiful can make or break our day or can, you know, make us feel really good or really bad. Like, you know, some days I might wake up with a breakout and I'm like so unhappy or, you know, just... It's weird. It's I don't know why it's important. Another thing is I think it it's interesting because different people see beauty differently. And I think beauty has this way of, you know, if you feel, you know, accepted at school or in a social situation, if you feel beautiful enough or if you feel like you, you know, are okay in that situation, like sometimes now I'm just talking about myself. Sometimes I don't even want to go out if I have no makeup on. You know, like that's so vain, right? Like sometimes I'm like, why am I like this? I don't know. Yeah, so feeling beautiful yourself is one thing and then feeling beautiful to others is another thing. And feeling desirable or, you know, attracted or attractive to someone who you're attracted to, like or trying to be attractive for someone you're into. It's very different, right? Like, yeah, so everyone has different standards. Everyone has different standards for themselves and also different standards for the type of person they're attracted to, which is super weird, I think.
Yeah.
And interesting.
I want us to create our own beauty standards.
Remind ourselves that, you know, it's just a standard. It's not real.
Yeah.
It's just things we're creating or society is putting there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also going to change, like you said. So what's the point of getting so upset about, you know, not having boobs or something? Yeah, because maybe that's in.
Maybe.
Yeah. So,
Well, speaking of like beauty and what's in and what's out, what are you currently, like, what is currently beautiful to you and what's in,
mm-hmm.
in your mind?
In my mind?
Yeah.
I feel like I am not very on trend right now, but I feel like what I think is beautiful hasn't changed that much.
Yeah.
Over maybe since my early 20s. I feel like it's pretty, actually, maybe it's changed a little bit. Like, yeah. When I was younger or teens, right, I thought beauty standards or my ideal version I wish I could be was, like, you know, taller. I always wish it, I was, really? Like 170, like model height. So specific. Like, I always wished, oh, I wish I was at least 168 or 170.
Yeah.
Because that's the height people need to be to become a model. I'm like, why do you even, you're not going to be a model, dude.
Do you want to be a model?
I don't know why. I just thought that that was, like, tall and skinny. And definitely wish I had more boobs. I think having, like, a full C would be perfect.
Full C.
Yeah. And then so also it was weird because I would also always think that Eurasians were the most beautiful. Being Asian, full Asian, really? Myself, I would always wish, like, I wish I was Eurasian.
Not even, like, white. You wanted to be specific.
No, I didn't want to be white.
In the middle.
I just wanted to be, wished I was Eurasian.
Wow.
And I think I was telling you, like, I used to love Vivi magazine from Japan, and my favorite model, I just searched it. Her name, because I forgot, but her name is Jun Hasegawa. And her to me was, like, the most beautiful girl ever.
Wow.
That I wish I could be.
Yeah.
Because she was, like, Eurasian, she was tanned, she had big eyes with the deep inset eyelids, like the deep, not just double eyelids, but the deep ones. Okay. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when you have deep inset eyelids, you also have a bit of the eyebrow definition, what I call, like, the eyebrow roof. It's like an eyebrow.
Is that a thing?
No, I don't know if it's a thing. I
know exactly what you mean.
Your eyes come out. Like, your eyes are in. Yeah. Your eyebrow is out.
Yeah.
And because you have the roof, you have a nose, right?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Because right now I'm flat.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
You know, and then you have the nose bridge.
Yeah.
Because you have the eyebrow and because of you have the inset eyelid. So it's all connected.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was like, that is perfect. Like, you have the nose bridge, you can wear sunnies and not look like a weirdo. You can put eyeshadow,
like, easily.
Any makeup look you want, you can achieve it. You know, usually people with inset eyelids probably have, you know, more defined lashes or I don't know, just in my mind. And then she was also tanned and she grew up in Hawaii or something. And I was like, oh, that would be so nice. Like, and then growing up in Australia, I think being tanned was a beauty ideal. Being tanned, I felt like was important as well. Like long, slim legs, tanned. That's it.
So Eurasian. You basically wanted to be
like such a crazy person.
No, you're basically picturing like a Eurasian. It's so funny.
Yeah, I just Eurasian. I was Eurasian.
Eurasian, like, supermodel.
Yeah.
With long legs, super tanned.
Super tanned. Yeah. Slightly bigger boobs, but not too big.
C-cup. But no, not any bigger.
Is that too specific?
No.
Yeah. And then so, yeah, even now I want to go back to just natural hair, but I always, I don't know, dye it brown. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Wanting to become Eurasian. Yeah,
but I haven't gone to the point where I put on contacts or anything. But that's also because I'm just lazy. So, yeah. Your beauty?
That's so interesting.
And has it changed? Oh, wait, one more thing. Has it changed a little bit? I think when I got past 25, I think I got a little... 20, like, I think I got a little bit curvier, maybe chubbier, I don't know, but like I got more of a butt. And then I used to be like, oh my god, why am I hip so wide? Oh. Like, how the hell did they get so wide? And then now I'm like kind of embracing it because it's not as, you know, people are curvy in different shapes, so whatever, it's fine. Like, I think I'm at a point where they're not gonna, my hips aren't gonna like shrink.
Yeah.
So I just have to accept it.
So you're kind of accepting it. It's,
yeah.
It's like kind of in right now.
It's in now. Yeah. But this is not
Kim Kardashian.
Like, no one's perfect, but yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's so interesting. So you still want, you still think that Eurasian beauty is what you want to, like, what you think is really beautiful?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of weird for me to say that. Like, I think a lot of mixed race beauty is beautiful. It's not just Eurasian. Like, I think like half black, half white, half black, half Asian. Like, I feel like a lot of mixed races are really beautiful to me. I don't know why. Just have an interesting look, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
What about guys? Do you think Eurasian, sorry, going a bit off topic, but do you think Eurasian guys are attractive?
Yeah, when I was little, yeah, I did.
Oh, because I have some friends,
yeah,
like Asian friends,
yeah,
who are obsessed with Eurasian guys.
Yeah.
But I never got it. Do you know Daniel Henney? He's a Korean
actor?
Eurasian actor.
Okay.
All my friends love Daniel Henney.
Okay.
But I just never, I was never drawn to that Eurasian look.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think less so with guys, actually. I didn't have a, like, I did, but then I noticed girls more. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, for me, definitely, yeah, I do understand, like, the Eurasian girls. They are beautiful.
Yeah.
They're so pretty. I think, so what was the question?
What are your beauty standards or ideals now?
Now. Okay, so for now, okay, I'm just not going to overthink it. I'm going to go just think from the top of my head.
Yeah.
You know, like, those Pinterest girls? Like, the girls on Pinterest, right?
There's so many girls on Pinterest. Like, which ones?
Let me nail it down.
Okay, nail it down. Put some in here.
Okay, so they kind of look European. Like, it would be like a group of girls, right?
Okay.
It could be one, it could be two, three.
Yeah.
But it's this, like, effortless beauty. They have, like, just, you know, tossed hair. They got the eyebrow roof.
Are they white?
Like, they're white.
They're
white.
Not Asian at
they're
all.
They're not Asian. They're not Asian.
Let's make that clear.
Okay, so that's... Okay, they're not Asian. They're white. They
Pinterest
look,
Tumblr girl. Like,
yeah.
They could be blonde. They could be brunette.
And they're just, like, dressed white. Really nicely. They
trendy.
Usually have something really delicious in front of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really skinny.
Yeah.
They're really skinny.
Europe
somewhere.
Like, summer
maybe
Europe.
Maybe some streets in Italy or in Paris.
Yeah.
Like, they
baggy
look
pants.
So pretty to me. Yeah, like just even like a pair of jeans.
And a t-shirt.
T-shirt, yeah. And you're like, oh, they're so pretty.
Yeah.
So that would be like one in my mind that I'm like, whoa, that's so
beautiful.
Any
specific features that you thought?
It's like that, I don't know what it is. It's
like Kendall Jenner. Like, is she? Because she's the ultimate of that, I feel.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel she's really pretty.
Yeah.
Like, she's like beautiful. Very, very beautiful.
Kate Moss.
Yeah, Kate Moss, like that style.
Yeah.
So I would say that is very beautiful. But then there's a whole other side of me where I'm like, ooh.
What is this side?
Other side where it's like the Korean
actresses
or like K-pop stars. I'm like, ooh. They're beautiful.
Too. Yeah.
Like, even like just speaking of this now because it's like a hot topic at the moment, but in Inferno.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I think Chia is so pretty and beautiful.
Yes, she is.
All of them are beautiful.
All of them are beautiful.
But even like, I have some other favorites like in K-pop. Like, I think Jennie from Blackpink is really pretty. I don't know if you're familiar.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she's
Lisa
really beautiful.
Is really pretty.
Because Lisa looks
Eurasian.
Yeah.
She has the huge eyes. To me, she's the prettiest.
Right.
Okay. We're judging right now.
Well, let's just be real. Okay, like, you think she's the prettiest?
Yeah, I think Lisa's the prettiest.
I think Jennie's the prettiest.
I love Jennie more because she's Aussie, but then... Oh, no, that's Rosé.
Yeah, we should be loving. No, I love Rosé as well.
Jenny's really pretty too. But Jenny has a look of Gia.
Yeah, so similar. I think I like that cute.
You like that puppy.
The cute and sexy. The okay, cute and sexy look.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's beautiful.
Okay.
But so you have two. You have like the cute and sexy Asian look. And then, and then you have
the hot white girl. Hot then, white Pinterest girl look.
And then you have, you basically... Your one is my two merged together.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it's Eurasian. Exactly. Not that. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I can't – if I just say like, oh, yeah, the European models, if I tell you that that is like my beauty ideal, that's a lie. Like I have an Asian – I definitely think like Asian beauty is beautiful as well.
Yeah, okay. You know? Well, I also think that. But
you,
for me, the Eurasian one is higher.
Yours is more practical. You just blended them into one person.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
And then I think looking back as well, you know how you look back?
Mm-hmm.
I think like in primary school and stuff, I always thought the white girl was so pretty. You know, like, they would just have, like, blonde hair.
And it's just blue eyes.
Bright. Mm-hmm. Their legs are, like, at least this much longer than ours. I don't know why. They have different genes.
Yeah, because you want to be taller. Like, you want to be,
I actually thought that was interesting that you wanted to be taller because you're already tall. You're already pretty tall.
I thought I could be taller.
I
thought I wanted to be taller. Like now I'm happy with my height now. But when I was little, I wanted to be taller.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, I never had like the desire to want to be really, really tall.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't associate that with beauty. I was always kind of okay with my height. I'm like not even that tall right now, but that was never an issue for me. But something for me is boobs.
Mm.
I always wanted boobs because my idea of what was beautiful
me or too.
Like feminine as a kid. For some reason, it was like a busty chest. And I think it's because maybe in the 90s that was in. Like, that's what we grew up.
Yeah, and it's really in now too.
Boobs.
Boobs are in now. Back. Yeah.
Yeah, so well, the kids now who, like, little kids now might want it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I really wanted the boobs. I thought that was very feminine and very beautiful.
Yeah.
And then when I remember in high school, that was a huge complex. Like, we used to go to the beach and, like, everyone wear, like, their bikinis and stuff.
Yeah, like,
and
nothing.
Yeah, not being able to fill it up.
Mm-hmm.
That was embarrassed. Like,
not being able to wear a dress or something.
Yeah, like, your formal dress.
Yeah.
You want to have, like, a
V-neck. You just can't wear, like, a V-neck or, I don't know. Yeah.
But just, now, do you still want big boobs?
Nah.
Yeah, now I think there was one point I'm like, oh, being flat-chested is great. It's better.
Yeah. Like I think I always because I always wanted bigger boobs too, but it never made me too upset. Like it wasn't the biggest thing for me. Like even though I knew I wish I wanted it, but it wasn't I didn't want it enough to like get a boob job or anything.
Yeah.
But
what was higher on that list for you then?
I think higher would be being skinny or being stylish or like makeup or just face stuff. I don't know. Like skin, good skin.
Oh, yeah, skin.
But boobs definitely were like a thing that I was annoyed at, like I'm not happy with, but it wasn't like there were still other things that I was unhappy with first.
Yeah.
Was boobs like your top thing?
No, it wasn't. No. I'll say was skin because I had acne growing up.
Yeah.
And I think I feel like this is probably what other people would think as well, but your face is like the first thing that you see.
Yes, yes.
Agreed. So normally whatever's on your face is like, you know, that's
the first
your focus,
thing. Yeah,
on top of your list. So for me, it was skin.
Yeah.
And just like overall, like being pretty.
Yeah. Like being seen as pretty.
Yeah.
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 And like I don't know. Like, no one says now, like, oh, she's really pretty or anything.
It's such a school thing to say, right? Yeah. Like, when you're growing up, it's such a big deal.
Yeah, but when you're growing up, it is such a big deal. So I just repeated exactly.
just agreeing. It's fine. It is such a big deal. And then also, yeah, exactly. Like, that feeling of being pretty to boys or other people or someone you like. I don't know. I don't know why I keep saying that, but. It's different because you want to be pretty in your girl group. Like, you want to be like, not girl group, but like, you want to be pretty amongst friends. Yeah. Like, you're going out, like, you'll want to dress up and go out.
Yeah.
But then you also want to be attractive to others, even if you don't like them. I don't know. You just want to be like, I don't know
what you're talking about.
Like, in general.
Wait, so there's two types of like wanting to be pretty, like one for your girls and one for like to attract the opposite sex. Is that what you're saying?
I think it's different.
Really?
Yeah, I think there's some things that guys don't even think are important, and but girls think is important. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, like. Because girls know more about beauty and like how we dress or style and like how we like, I don't know, do our hair and our makeup and stuff, skin. But I think guys, I feel like it's different.
What is an example of like a girl's night out and a night where you want to, you know, be attractive to the opposite sex? Because do you have like a separate like outfit or something?
No, no. Yeah. Maybe. Maybe you wear different things.
Yes.
Or you. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
There is definitely probably something there. I reckon it might be like with maybe when you're with your girls, it's more the feel like you want to dress so you can be part of that like tribe. Like you want to be part of the group.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, when you're going out for dinner, you dress maybe more feminine. Maybe you wear that, like, a lot. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, but then maybe
I got
that,
a better.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I got a better, clearer answer.
Yes.
Okay. So, like, yes, give it to you. Okay. So, like, say you might be dating a certain person that likes different things. Like, say you're dating a guy that likes. That says, communicates that he likes it when you wear this.
Oh.
Then you might try harder when you're hanging out with him to wear this.
Oh.
But actually, when you're just chilling, you don't wear that. Or, you know, you're just wearing a casual outfit, like whatever.
Right, right.
Do you
know
what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So if he's like, oh, I really love it when you wear a summer dress.
Yeah, yeah. So like you might, you know, try to wear more dresses or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. You shouldn't do that, but, you know.
I mean, I think there's like, you know, you can.
Yeah.
Why not?
You know, why not?
If that's what your partner or your whoever you're trying
to finds attractive did, and you like
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you do. It's like, you know, when birds try and attract each other, like they do. They do like these things with their feathers. It's like you got to do what you got to do to attract them.
Yeah,
to get them in. Yeah. Right? So yeah, I think I get it.
Yeah. It's like, I guess it's a human thing.
Because that's something I've been asking myself. It's like, how much do I want to look good for my partner versus like what just
yourself.
Makes me happy?
Yeah.
And I used to think like, okay, he needs to like me for who I am.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But like, where's the fun in that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Why not? Like, if he has something that he likes, why not? Like, if it can make him happy and it's so simple.
Yeah.
Just, you know, he's not asking you to wear something like something really wild. Or,
yeah.
It really depends. If your partner's like asking for too much and he's like controlling you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then that's a bit like, oh, back off.
Yeah.
But if it's like a little something, like, oh, a little summer dress or something like that.
That's okay.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think I get it.
Okay, cool.
So I feel like the beauty standards that we're talking about are like, it's like Western and I don't know. Are we being like racist and, you know, like It's like,
why did I have to say I think mixed race is beautiful? Is that just is that's weird, right?
You're just like saying we're just saying what we are feeling at the time, but we're here to unpack it.
Yeah.
We're here to unpack it.
I mean, how about we talk about what you think influences your different ideas of beauty as well? Because I think you clearly have two, like you have the Asian Korean influence maybe.
Yeah.
And then you have like the Western, full Western.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe like how do you balance that or how does the beauty standard affect your everyday life maybe?
Yeah. How does it affect my everyday life? It's bloody confusing. That's my answer. Because sometimes.
Like, what do you do?
Okay, 1 week, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to like be happy in my current skin color. I'm like, you know what? If I'm born yellow, I'm going to be yellow, you know?
Yeah.
Or if I'm born a little pale, I'm going to be pale.
Mm-hmm.
And then. Like a few months later,
summer comes along.
I'm like, I want to be tanned. I want to go to the beach every weekend. Like, what's the weather? Like, is it sunny?
Yeah. I need to work on my legs. Need to work on my back.
My back's so dark. I need to tan my front. Like, that was literally me today.
Yeah.
So it does change because I'm like, oh, I want to be, you know, embrace my color of my skin for exactly how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, oh, sometimes I'm like, really want to be tanned.
Yeah.
So I'm like always going back and forth.
Yeah.
And always asking myself why. And then sometimes I just let myself go with whatever I get pulled to.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's like, I don't know. I don't think it's problematic.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like, it's just good to be aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I get really mad at myself. I'm like, why am I trying to be like something else? I should just be beautiful how I am.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I'm like, like I still want, like, what does it mean to feel beautiful? Like, like for example, if I'm looking at myself and I feel like I look a bit more chubby than I want to look like, I'm like, I don't feel as like beautiful, like in my eyes. But then I'm like, but why? Like, it's either, okay, I have to accept the way I look now and realize I'm actually beautiful, or is it because I'm not living, like, a more active lifestyle, so that is, like, reflected in the way I look and I'm unhappy with that, like, which is it? So I ask these questions, like, all the time. And... So my answer to your question is I am a mess. Like I'm always back and forth. I'm like, is it this or is it that? No, this is good. No, this is good. Like it's a real mess.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I want to be like Asian beautiful. Oh, no, I want to be like Aussie beautiful. I want to like blend in here. Oh, I want to blend in here. Like,
yeah,
I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
That is my answer for like at the moment. But yeah, ask me next week, probably give you a different answer.
Yeah. I think that's a good answer. I think it does always change still. It's weird because, it can be such a, how to say it? It can make you so, certain things could make you really unhappy around beauty or your own beauty standards or looking at yourself in the mirror and like thinking, oh, you know, I should work out more. Like I've really let myself go recently. Like what am I doing? Maybe I'm really tired or maybe I'm not making enough time to put in or schedule in working out or anything or it's fine. Like stop looking, like stop giving yourself too much pressure because maybe you're just being unrealistic or you're just like, your self-talk is not good. Like just, or I could still feel good about myself and do those things. Yeah. Like sometimes it's like, is my self-talk hurting me too much? Yeah.
Like, or am I, is it like a healthy check-in?
Or is it healthy? Yeah. And sometimes I feel like with beauty, it's so fun. Like, you know, like makeup is so fun and like you can, you know, try a different eyeshadow that day and it's fun or, you know, dress differently that day and feel a bit better about yourself. Like, I think there's different things. But yeah, it's always changing. And you can always change a bit the way you look with those things anyway.
Yeah.
Like you can change your outfit, your makeup, or your hair. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of different things to do behind the scenes that I think we all do.
Yeah.
Even boys do it, I'm sure. So, I don't know. It's like fun and it's not.
Yeah. I think the question you need to ask yourself is like, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
Like,
and is it too much? Or,
Is it for like, are you filling up some insecurity? Is it an insecurity that you're trying to cover up or overcompensate or whatever?
Yeah.
Or is it an expression of your individuality?
Yeah.
And you're having fun with it? Like,
yeah.
It really depends on what that your intention is, I think.
Yeah.
I
have a question.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if this wasn't really planned, but I have a question.
None of this is ever planned.
Growing up, were there things, like I feel like all my mom would say stuff or like, I don't know, would your mom say things to you about being pretty or anything or your parents in general?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Can you share anything that she'd say?
When I was little, I would hear like, your daughter, she's so like pretty. I don't know if they mean it or not, but they would say like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost becomes like, I think it's like part of the Korean culture. Have you read Pachinko?
No, I haven't.
So in Pachinko, I don't know if there's any spoilers here, so I'm just going to say spoiler alert just in case.
Okay, yeah.
But like she talks a lot about like pretty culture, like how important being pretty, not important, but like it's always mentioned, the prettiness of that person.
Yes,
in that book, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought.
And in Korean culture.
Yes. Yeah. And I thought, damn, like that's so relatable. I think I get that. Like I think I grew up with that. Yeah, I think there was always like, ooh, like she's pretty or she's not pretty. So even for me, it'll be like, because I have a brother, be like, oh, yeah, he looks handsome. Oh, she looks pretty. And I think that's still the case now. Like my guess is like, oh, like she looks like, I don't know, Korean, like adults, they like to say she's pretty or.
Yeah. Like your daughter's cute, your daughter's pretty. Yeah. Like aunties and stuff they'll comment.
And then when I think when I was in high school, I didn't really hear that anymore. And I actually thought like, oh, is it because I'm not like, I don't know,
a child anymore?
Is it that or am I actually not?
No.
No, because like in high school, that's when you kind of like, I don't know, at least for me.
It's a transition phase.
I wasn't being a teenager, cute high school kid, right? I was like, oh, I remember I did feel like, oh, I'm not getting that anymore. Like when I go back to Korea, example. Why did you have something like that?
No, I think it's interesting because like if, when I would go back to Hong Kong or something, my relatives or my aunties would be like, oh, you're so dark or something like, you're so dark, like you're so tan, like, oh, why are you so dark colored and stuff? And obviously like everyone's fine with being in the sun in Australia. And then I think something similar or like a joke that maybe Hong Kong parents would say to each other's daughters is like, wow, your daughter's so pretty. She should go to the Miss Hong Kong beauty pageant, right? Like that's like a weird joke compliment that people will say.
Wait, do they mean that or?
I don't know because I've heard it being said like, like when I was growing up maybe, and then also I've heard it being said to other people too.
Right.
So it's just like a compliment that they put in there.
Yeah.
When they want to comment on someone's daughter. It's like, oh, your daughter's so pretty. She should go to Miss Hong Kong Beauty Pageant. Because Hong Kong beauty pageants back in the day, like in the 80s and stuff, they'd eventually become actresses and then I don't know, famous people and stuff, but I don't know, it's just a weird comment.
That is weird.
I just think it's a weird compliment, but
I had a weird compliment
in
primary school where like my family friends would tell me that I have really long legs. Like I don't have long legs. But in primary school
you
I was
do
kind, I don't you I do don't, I don't
So Julie is tanned right now and her legs look really good. Like, I had to comment on them today. I was you're looking really good.
Thank you. I was flattered.
But no, like, but why do I have to comment on that?
No, but my legs aren't long. Like, they're definitely not long, right? And but in primary school, I think my legs were a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But people would say, like, my family friends would be like, oh, she's got such long legs. Like, wow. Like, I can't even – they wouldn't say, like, go to a pageant or anything. But, like, oh, you have long legs. So I would think, like, oh, wow.
Is that a good thing?
Like, yeah. I got long legs. Like, I get big-headed. And, like, it almost becomes, like, you become really, like, I don't know, like, cocky about it. I'm like, oh, I've got long legs, whatever. And then, like, in when you start losing that, when you start losing that as, like, a
compliment.
Teenager. Yeah. No, as, like, your legs aren't as long anymore. Your torso is getting longer, but the legs aren't getting longer. Oh, my God. Yeah. And you're just like, oh my God, my like that thing that I used to have, it's gone now.
Yeah.
And that makes you feel less beautiful as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like losing something. That I think sucks. It's kind of like youth as well. Like looking youthful and looking beautiful. Yeah. It's like,
oh, being youthful.
Yeah. Like, you want to talk about that? Like,
yeah. Beauty, big beauty standard there.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think is the most ideal age for beauty? Like, if you could stay forever young. Looking at what age do you think you are your prime?
Yeah.
Or do you think you're at your prime now? Ooh. Or do you think your prime has yet to come?
Mm. I think I've hit I passed my prime. Do you think you passed it or do you think you're getting there?
I think I passed my prime a long time as well. Prime was long ago. Like in my mind, my prime was like 22 to 25, like 21 to 25. I think that was like my prime.
Mm-hmm.
But I must say, I have received a compliment before saying, like, from someone was like, oh no, I think I was like late 20s. And my friend was like complimenting that, no, you're really beautiful now because you're more like, you're less of a girl, you're like more, you're like becoming a woman now. I'm like, really? And then I was like, oh, that's nice.
You started getting more hip.
I don't know, maybe they're just trying to make me feel better. Like, oh, okay. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's gone.
It's really sad to say that.
Yeah.
But I do also believe I'm a bit of an optimist when it comes to like beauty, like within myself. I always feel like
there's always more.
If I just lose like X kilos, like I can bring it back. Like, yeah, I have that.
If I train, you know, like if I really go and work out and stuff, I'm sure we'll be.
We'll
reach another prime.
Yeah. But it's like only if I.
You have to work on it. You have to work.
You have to work on it.
On beauty.
Yeah.
You have even to your work. Skin.
Yeah. And when you're young, like you don't have to do any exercise and you're skinny.
Yeah.
But in your 30s.
You need to work on it. You got to do stuff. Yeah,
you got to. You do.
Yeah. And make sacrifices. Oh, another thing, like youth, right? That's another thing. I think we were already talking about skin, but sometimes I think it was just chatting with friends or watching a video, but if you have nice skin, you don't need to be like the most beautiful or anything, but having beautiful skin, you're beautiful. You're already like 100%. So much more beautiful.
Yeah.
Like you're having nice skin is your most beautiful version already. And you just look, anyone with good skin is like, whoa.
Yeah.
I feel. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Skin is like, I don't know. It's just because maybe there's just so much surface area. I don't know what. You see it the most.
You're looking at that person.
Yeah. It's just like, anyone with good skin, I'm like, oh. But you know what? Yeah. I'm not as jealous of people with good skin as much as I used to be because
you can have good skin. You have
makeup,
good skin.
Makeup covers
and
it.
Makeup.
Makeup and also like
editing.
Editing, but also like there's so much good skin products out there, more knowledge out there. So it's not something – it's something you can have.
You can work on as well.
Kind of work on. Yeah.
Everyone can work on it as well.
Whereas before it was like – if you had bad skin, it was either proactive or like nothing.
Yeah, yeah. And also like, yeah, when you're growing up, you might be breaking out more or
yeah. Or there is adult acne. Adult acne is so hard as
Actually,
well.
I was dealing with a bit of adult acne recently and still like, yeah, like scarring and stuff. Like I got hormonal acne. Like this is kind of gross, guys.
It's not gross. It's, like, it's normal.
I was getting like cystic pimples or like hormonal acne around my chin. Just like once a month, right before my period.
Yeah.
I would get this huge, just a huge one. There's no, there's no even like head on the pimple.
Oh, they're so the gross.
And it's just like, why are you here? It's so huge. But yeah, I'm working on it and I think my routine now is better, but then I just need to work on my scarring, which is annoying, but I'll keep working on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's things out there you can do and try.
Yeah.
And there's makeup too.
Yeah. And then I feel skin is like a hard one. Like it's really hard. I used to have so like now we're talking about, you know, let's talk about like what isn't beautiful that we
have had to work on.
Yes.
So all working on now.
Yes. Yeah. So one big one, talking about skin and acne, I used to have really bad back acne.
Really?
Yes.
I was actually dealing with it a little bit recently.
But like, it's the worst. Like,
because you want to wear tops.
Yeah, you can't.
Backless tops or go to the beach.
I mean, you can, but.
You can, but you don't want to like show it. Yeah.
And it's not even like the aesthetics or like.
You just feel bad. No, it feels bad. It hurts.
You accidentally scratch your back. It hurts. And then I sometimes will have like blood in my fingernail because like I popped a pimple.
Oh my God.
You're wearing a white shirt. The blood goes through to the white shirt. It's like actually impractical and painful.
Oh my God. That sounds so painful. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I was dealing with it recently as well. I'm like, why am I dealing with this at this age?
Mm.
And yeah. So I'm like trying different body washes and stuff, and I felt really shit because I felt like I can't go to the pool. Really? I don't want to wear a bikini in front of people I know. Like, you know, it's just like I feel gross.
Mm.
Yeah. So,
talking about feeling gross, right?
Feeling gross, yeah.
Because
let's just get real gross after talking about beauty ideals.
Gross. No, but you feel gross because you're going against those beauty ideals.
It sucks. Not, you're so far away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important to talk about these beauty ideals because they're just ideals.
And maybe everyone feels gross once in a while.
But like pimples, right? That's like human. That's like you can't. Okay, so I'm going to talk about I had a fungal nail.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
It was like.
Which nail? Like on your foot?
Oh, my toenail.
Toenail. Like your big toe.
My big toe.
Oh, no. And was it painful?
It was. So it started getting a bit TMI, but started off with an ingrown.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it actually evolved into a fungal nail, but I didn't know it was a fungal nail. I thought it was just like my toe was forever going to be kind of more curved and discolored and thicker. It was thicker as well. Yeah. And I didn't know what it was until I showed my friend who's a doctor and she was like, hey, I think that's a fungal nail.
Yeah.
You can just take oral medication for that. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
for 3 months, easy. And it's gone.
Yeah,
and I was like, "What?
You can get rid of this?
This is not forever." And she's like, "Yeah, you can get rid of it."
Yeah.
So now,
thanks, Dr.
I'll show you later, but I know. Seriously, thank you so much. Yeah. But a lot of these like things, you can go to the doctor and get it checked out because sometimes there is a solution for it.
Yeah.
Another one, my ear.
Yeah.
I had a huge like keloid scar on my ear and it was like,
what was it from? An ear piercing?
Piercing. And it got so big. It was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I couldn't like tie my hair up.
Oh,
because my
God. You couldn't show your ear.
I couldn't show my ear. So I'd always like tie my hair like this.
Oh my God. That's so weird.
But that's how embarrassed I was about it.
Oh my God.
But can you imagine that? Like,
covering your ear with your hair.
That idea of like having to cover just because.
How did you fix it?
Oh, I got surgery. Friend.
Oh, you got surgery?
I got it cut off.
Can I see it now? I can't even tell there's anything. Yeah.
I was really lucky that it didn't grow back.
Yeah.
But you know, that idea of like, you know, something is gross or something is like you want to hide.
Yes. But yes, it's like, I hate that feeling.
But it's like, why, you know?
I don't know. Because you don't feel beautiful. You feel like it's gross. And you're like, I feel like I don't want anyone to see this part of me like that.
I think it's like that pressure.
Yeah.
To like, you have to be this certain perfect version of yourself. But like even my fungal nail, right? Yeah. I showed one of my friends and every time I like talk about it, I'll kind of giggle or be like, oh, I have a fungal nail.
embarrassed and shy. Yeah.
But my most recent friend that I talked to her about the fungal nail, she didn't even flinch. She was just like, oh yeah, fungal nail. Oh yeah. La, da, 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 like just talking about it like really normally. And then that made me think, hey, I don't even need to be embarrassed about this.
I think it's the insecurity around
It's the insecurity. And it's like my judgment on it as well. Yeah.
Interesting.
Same with acne. Like in your mind, it might be kind of not pleasant looking. To you,
but people might not even notice or people might even have worse acne or whatever.
Yeah. And if someone's judging you for having pimples, that's a reflection on them as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like anyone, did you flinch when I said fungal nail, guys?
Because obviously you feel for the person, especially people when they have really bad acne, like that would just suck, you know?
Or,
you know, I have friends who have like eczema and it's like, it's just shit, you know? And it just, you know, everyone has these insecurities.
Yeah.
I think another interesting thing about beauty standards growing up versus now that I was chatting about before, but with you, but it's hair removal.
Oh, yeah.
Because like growing up, it was a big deal to remove all your hair in the unwanted areas, like whether it's getting a Brazilian wax, underarm hair,
upper lip,
legs. Yeah. You know, there's so many different tools and devices you could do at home or you could go to the salon. Like it's just never ending. And even now, like brows, you know, when I like have my brows done, I feel so much better. But then when it's been a few months and I'm like, you know, I don't know what shape these are anymore. Or, it definitely makes a difference.
But that's changing now.
Yeah, I know. Because, like I think there was
Leah Field Notes.
Yeah,
she has like full blast armpit hair.
Yeah.
And I remember I first saw it, I had to like
rewind it. Like, I had to rewind it too. I was like, did she really just show her armpit hair?
Yeah. But then, you know, because I love Leah and I've been watching it for a while now and I'm pretty desensitized to armpit hair.
Mm.
But in the beginning it was whoa.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool. Go
that's
Leah.
That's cool. I know. I wish I could do that.
I've actually tried to like grow out like because I what do you call it? Lasered it.
Yeah.
And then now I've just sort of thought, why am I lasering it?
Yeah.
I want to be like Leah. Grow them out. So I've just been growing them out and I've just actually, armpit, that was something I was always really embarrassed
Me
about.
Me too. I sometimes don't wear tank tops because I don't want to show it. Or if I need to show it and I need to wear a dress, then I'm fully like, oh my God, I need to like deal with this.
Is it the hair or is it like the
color?
The skin? Oh, yeah. That's a thing, I swear.
Yeah, like, why can't it just be like perfectly the same as the skin out here?
No, the question is,
like, why can't it look like this skin?
No.
Why does it have to look a bit darker?
No, but
there's like a shadow.
No, that's not the right question.
Why?
The question is, even if it's discolored, why can't I just open my arms confidently? Like, you know, that should be the question, you know?
The guys get to just take off and they're
Be whatever.
Yeah.
So even
I don't know.
Have beauty ideals for armpits as well. It's crazy.
No, like people don't even see this much.
Unless you...
Yeah.
You lift your arms up. Yeah.
I don't know. It's,
the body hair is...
Body hair.
Even like the upper lip.
Mm-hmm.
I thought having the upper lip hair made you more masculine, which made you less beautiful. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Like in high school.
Yeah.
My preference is still to not have anything here. But yeah, I think it's good to ask like why though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
why, who cares if you have a bit of fuzz on your upper lip?
Why are you laughing? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because I feel like I've heard of stories where people notice the fuzz and it's so, so funny. Like, it's like, oh, damn, like, you don't want to be that person. Like, that's like, that's in, like my, in my arm, in yeah. my mind, I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to be that person.
Mm.
Where people notice it, but I don't.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, oh, I don't know. But yeah. It's like that fear of not, of people noticing your grossness.
Right.
Or me feeling that I'm gross.
Yeah.
Or why is it considered gross? Anyways, yes. Okay. Another thing.
Yeah.
What are some extents that you have gone to for beauty?
Oh, okay. I've got one.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to like lighten my hair
mm-hmm.
as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
In I can't remember if it's primary school or uni
mm-hmm.
Or high school.
Mm-hmm.
I remember like I kept trying to put lemon in my hair.
Lemon?
Trying to brighten it.
Okay.
It didn't work.
Like,
but do you know how
where did you read that?
I don't know.
Lies.
Somewhere on the internet.
Yeah, okay.
So I remember trying to put lemon in my hair. So that's one.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, yeah. I guess I have to think about it. But, yeah like- I guess all the hair removal stuff that I tried was already a okay. lot.
I thought that
was enough.
Different like, hair removal methods?
I think I was just growing up, like, in school and for some reason, suddenly everyone was shaving their legs and stuff or waxing and everything. So I tried like my mum's hair removal cream. Like,
oh, yeah.
There was
yeah.
that cream you put on and you leave it there for yeah. a few minutes and then you
wash it off.
Yeah. But I did that and I think I was a bit allergic to it.
Mm.
So then the next time I tried shaving, but I had no idea what shaving was and there was no YouTube back then.
Yeah.
I was just reading like, I don't know, Dolly magazine or something. But I shaved dry. Like,
oh.
And it was so painful.
Did you cut yourself?
I didn't cut myself, but I got a rash on my leg.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, my God, what? And I have to go to school and you have to wear it. You can't cover it. And I was just like, so
oh
pain.
My God.
But, yeah, that was stupid. Yeah, hair removal stuff.
Like, you know, how do I describe this? But like, you know when when Adam and Eve, like, you know when Eve ate the apple, like she suddenly realized she's like naked?
Yeah.
I had that sort of moment when I didn't eat an apple.
I love this.
But like I remember once I was just like in a really bright space or something.
Yeah.
And for the first time I noticed the hairs on my fingers.
Yeah.
And
oh my God.
Like, and then I was
me
like,
too.
Oh
what is God. That?
I was like, what? When did that
why
happen?
Why does hair have to grow there?
When did that happen? I was like, what? Like, what is, why do we have hair there? Yeah, exactly. Like,
why?
I did it to keep my fingers warm. Like, why? And then I remember I checked my toe and my big toe had like a little few fuzz hairs too. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, what the hell?
Oh
my body's
gosh.
Changing. And I remember like, I got so shocked.
Yeah.
My reaction was like, I got tweezers and I plucked them all. But then that was like me as a kid.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
I look at them and I'm like, oh, that's just like normal.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I look at my hand and it looks fine. Like
yeah.
the hair there.
Yeah.
But when I first noticed it, I was like, oh, what?
I don't know why. I don't know why. Like, okay, right now my nails aren't done, but like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's part of like
really
the whole thing that I need to do.
You're hairless.
Yeah. And then, another thing that's really funny, but another thing was like, I used to get my nails done. Well, because of the pandemic, I haven't gone out to do my nails and then I just do my own at home and I don't have any right now. But I had acrylics and then when I was in Hong Kong, I got gel. And then there was this one time where this lady, like the nail lady, she like with the tool, like the tool.
Oh, it, like the Dremel?
And it hit my skin.
Yeah.
So it hit the tip of my skin and it kind of bled a bit and then, you know, whatever. It got infected. Like my whole, like my whole top finger here was like infected and shit. The nail and stuff. And I just had to cut it and stop it. And like, it was really painful, but I still wanted to have my nails pretty. And then I was like after it, it took a while for it to heal.
Yeah.
Because I just thought it would go away, but yeah, I had to go to the doctor and stuff. But I was like, oh my God, this is so painful.
But your desire to have your like nails pretty was higher than.
But then I realized because it got worse. It got infected. So then I was like, oh, I need to get this checked.
Were you on antibiotics and stuff?
I had to put cream on and stuff. Okay, like yeah. It was fine in the end. But yeah. I was like, oh, so not worth it.
Yes. Yeah. Pain is. Beauty comes at a cost. And it's painful as well. It can be. Like waxing bloody hurts. Like I don't wax.
Yeah.
What else?
I don't wax like anymore.
No.
There's things that I've gotten older that I'm like letting go of.
Even like gua sha or like
mm-hmm.
I don't know. If anything's painful, you feel mm-hmm. like it's kind of different to your nail thing, but like you think like it's working.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes.
If it stings, you're like, okay, my skin's getting younger.
It's peeling. It's peeling. Yeah. Okay, let's maybe finish up with like, yeah, well, how do you want to finish up?
I was thinking, you know, we're talking about what's embarrassing, what's considered gross and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I think like we need a takeaway.
Yeah. Like what is all this about?
Yeah. Because in the end, like this is what I think.
Yeah.
Like in the end, I think that beauty is a standard that is mm-hmm. created by society and it is a construct.
Mm-hmm.
It can be fun.
Yeah.
It can be fun. You can use it to express your personality and mm-hmm. your self-expression.
You
express your personality and your individuality.
Yeah.
I think this is what I try and tell myself is mm-hmm. that beauty doesn't equal to how worthy you are or how important you are as a human being or your contribution to the planet
mm-hmm.
or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I think beauty is just a tool.
Yeah.
So if you consider it as a tool
mm-hmm.
to get you kind of like money, I guess. Like watch our previous episode on money.
Yeah.
I think beauty is a tool that mm-hmm. can, it can help you express yourself, but it can mm-hmm. also help you, I don't know, like not get things that you want or anything like that, but like, yeah, just think of it as like a tool that you can, it's just a
keep
tool.
Keep working on it's just in different ways.
Yeah, but it's just a tool. It's just a tool. Like have fun with it and don't get super like attached to it.
Yeah.
Like or else, have fun with it and that's it. Like you don't have to it doesn't mean
mm-hmm.
like if it's affecting your confidence, like rather than thinking, oh, this is gross, like, mm-hmm. you know, why you should get rid of it. Like, mm-hmm. rather than that, really think about, like, why?
Why, yeah.
Why? Ask yourself why and also just recognize it's a tool and mm-hmm. you don't – everyone's ideals of beauty is different. Yeah. And
– you don't have to keep chasing it because it's unrealistic.
It's really unrealistic and also – it's also, like, a reflection of that person. Like, mm-hmm. whoever – like, the people around you, if they are judging you because mm-hmm. you're not – you know, here mm-hmm. in the beauty scale, like that's a reflection on them. Mm-hmm. So don't let that define who you are. So I think that's sort of my takeaway and what I want to tell myself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know, I could go on and on, but yeah.
I think it's interesting you said that. I think another takeaway I feel like we haven't touched on is like beauty, it's really something that is a first impression, like physical beauty. Because right now, all day, all throughout this whole episode, we were talking about physical beauty.
Yeah.
And then there's a whole other side, which is like, you know, your inner beauty, like when you get to know someone and maybe, you know, no one, like you might find them more attractive as you get to know them because of every other thing that they do. Like
all the other things that they do. Like maybe they're really good at what they do career-wise, or maybe they're, you know, really good at writing, or, you know, maybe they're a really good friend to you and, you know, they're really loving, or something like that. Like that's also, there's also beauty in other things that are not physical. So today we were being super vain. And yeah, maybe just, yeah, everything you said as well, like ideals are just ideals. Standards are set by society or people or yourself. So why do we need to set them, like, and, you know, maybe as long as it doesn't hurt your confidence too much and you can work on it, then I think try to find a healthy relationship with your idea of beauty. But if it is not getting healthy or it's too much, then there's always another way to work around it or to look at it.
Yeah. Like style.
Yeah.
I think style, that's why I love style.
Because yeah, like how you dress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a bit different to beauty.
Yeah.
Beauty but is it, like what you're born or.
But it relates to your whole look.
Yeah.
Like it's
your
still,
brand.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's still a way where how people like see you and feel your vibe.
Yeah. Beauty standards. Wow. I didn't think we'll talk so much about it. I know. But it was so fun.
It's kind of funny.
Oh my gosh.
We said a lot of dumb stuff. Now everyone who watches this knows I have a fungal gross nail.
Yeah. And our back acne stories, which aren't fun.
But it's real.
But so, it is real. So yeah. If anyone has tips on beauty
or what
have you struggled with?
Or have you ever thought about like, ooh, why am I trying to be like, why do I want to look like this? Like, why do I have...